so let's move forward into something called Ticket Origins.
The Ticket!
Where we take a look back at how something actually got its start. We have become all too familiar.
God.
Danny. With a little bit called...
I don't know.
Me Pig. Me Puig.
I've never seen anything go... I don't want to say viral, but viral within our ticket community.
Yeah.
With less substance. Maybe Regonk, but at least Regonk's funny.
This is pretty damn funny.
My pig's pretty funny, man.
People are my pigging everybody now. There's memes of my pig.
Yeah, because it's funny.
I have a pig in my house that says my pig on it.
We saw a cartoon at Ticket Stock based on your pig.
They gave away free pigs at some Ticket Stock booth.
As they should.
So anyway.
It's got its own thing.
Back to you.
So if you aren't familiar with it, here is the version that you all know and love.
My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all of that pig's food, then go to the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and then the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my time to feed him. He had already eaten three meals and was just sitting there waiting for me, and I would feed him and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show. Okay, so first of all, just the wobbly, drunk cadence of the way I tell a story, combined with the fact that it sounds like an out-of-breath 6-year-old trying to tell you about something that happened at school that day. I couldn't have economized and said, well, he jumped over three pens and ate all of the food and then came back and he was fat. No. And then he went to the pen food, and then he ate the pen and ate all that pen food, and then went to another pen and ate all that pen food.
It is
sound
very
like
first
a
grader.
Flipping moron.
That's part of the charm of it.
God.
It's awesome.
I am an adult, full-grown man.
You are.
I've accomplished a lot in this life. And now it's this. It's reduced to the rubble of my pig.
I feel, though, that when we all pass, that there will be that knowing nod, like when you do go, and whatever time it is that... When people are discussing Danny Bayless, we all will have our thing, you know?
I went to TCU.
Oh, jeez.
And I don't know if this has superseded or trumped Flask.
Dude, it's close.
It's real close.
Yeah, it's very close.
I've got a Flask in my car if
Wobbly.
You guys want to join me for an after-hours drink.
Well, there's a reason that was Wobbly.
I think this has superseded it.
I do, too. I think my pig is bigger.
It's just fresher.
Maybe so, but I don't know. It seems to have more legs out there among the masses than Flask did.
That went a long
make
way.
Make no mistake, Flask was strong.
As people would approach you no matter where you were to tell you that they do have a Flask in their car.
And it removes the spinal fluid from my body. Just my pig does just as much as Flask did.
Right.
Where you're out at a bar or you're at Albertson's. Hey, Dingo, where's your pig? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I haven't seen him.
Well, anyway, the story was actually told well before this incarnation. Now, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, this was not the first time we'd heard this.
I don't remember this at all. I just remember that telling of the story.
No.
And again, we've been doing this for 20 years, and so we tend to repeat things every now and then. But at the same time, something that iconic, maybe it's the fact that it's been replayed 50 million times, but I feel like I would remember it. But this story was actually told in 01?
In a real economic, succinct
really?
Manner. Yes. This was probably about 14 years ago. Our guess is around 04.
Yeah, the on-ticket says September 29th of 2004.
How did you come to get this?
A P1... KJ Fairbrother is his name on Twitter, tweeted me last week, said, hey, here's the first time Danny talks about his pig, and it's a link to the Unticket.
But why did they have that? Was it, did we crack up? Again, I've not heard this. I want to kind of be surprised.
The segment really has nothing to do with Danny's pig at all. You were talking about somebody pranked you or something, and they put tiny cobra heads on your tire. Air
your stems.
Valves. Yeah, your stems. And I guess before that, Mike was talking about... Gosh, what was he? What was
we
he
were talking about? Okay, so we had seen all seen Walk the Line. Yes. I guess the
Johnny
fake,
Cash,
fake Johnny, or I guess the real the Johnny real Cash one. Movie. Yeah, yeah. And
that's Walk Hard.
Yeah, Walk Hard is what I was thinking of. And we had talked, I guess, the previous day about how his brother died, and there was, I guess, something up for debate, and Mike was clarifying what it was, and I guess talking about farms and working on farms. Segued into FFA talk, and then Hammer raised an animal, and I raised an animal, and then I guess we got to the business at hand. But this was the first time I ever told the story about my pig, and listen for the way I used my pig.
Okay, so before we get to this, you're going to hear a voice. Like last
we're
week,
doing this?
You have to, dude. Oh, like last week, Mike walked, or we were at a remote, and a guy walked up and goes, "Hey, man, I just at Fannin Tree Farm." Walked over to us. I can't think of Fannin Tree Farm without singing the song.
Fannin Tree Farm, oh, Fannin Tree Farm,
we're all farming.
We're all pruning.
Yeah, that's a good one. So anyway, a guy walked up and he goes, "Hey, I just started listening to you guys last month." Wow, there are people last month.
Just now jumping in on
a
this.
Month ago.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, there was a dude that worked on the show for a decade plus 12 years that has been gone now for
almost 11
years. His name is The Hammer.
Absolutely,
right?
You bitch.
So for those who haven't been listening for a long, long time, this is the voice that you're going to hear. He doesn't work on the show anymore, but that's another story. But that's that other voice. All right.
Thanks.
See, I was right.
Aggro, Mike.
I know my aggro.
Will you wear your FFA jacket to work tomorrow?
I sure will. I was a member of that.
Cursive embroidered Mike.
Pause that. God, your voice sounds deep.
Yeah, there's something wrong with this tape. Either that or I didn't get
any
sleep.
Yeah, probably the fact that it's about 40 years old.
Well, yeah, but God.
Usually your voice gets deeper as you get older.
Like mine sounds to me significantly higher.
It is.
Yours, as though, is like, you sound like Andre the Giant.
Could have been a rough day. You never know. In 2004, good Lord, that was post-divorce. I might have been going on 3 days, no sleep.
Okay, go on.
Will you wear your FFA jacket to work tomorrow?
I sure will. I was a member of that.
Cursive embroidered Mike on the front.
Did you show cattle and pigs and hogs?
Yeah.
Well, then you're into that a little bit. Then you had to know about...
Yeah, you had to know about shredders, didn't you?
Never heard of that. I've heard of a thrasher.
You never
heard of a
You never driven the tractor and pulled a little shredder?
I didn't drive many tractors. I mean, I can, because there's nothing out there that I can't drive. Nothing.
I castrated a pig once.
I did that.
Mm-hmm. My pig.
What was his name?
Sniglet.
Stop right there.
My pig.
My pig.
My pig.
God.
Boy, what a difference between the two my pigs.
My pig.
Yeah, the other one is so excited. This one is my pig.
My pig.
My pig.
God.
14 years apart.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You've got to be so hungover.
Maybe. It's possible.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I did that.
Mm-hmm. My pig.
What was his name?
Sniglet.
Sniglet?
That's a made-up name that you just made up.
No, it's not. I swear.
What was yours?
What?
Your pig. Didn't you show a pig?
Cow. A calf.
Calf. Did you have a name for it? Or
mm-hmm.
What was it?
Cody.
I brought my pig to the Fort Worth Stock Show and it got sifted because it weighed too much, so I didn't get to show it.
What does sift mean?
It means they just sell it. It means they throw
just,
it out.
Yeah, they throw it out. And then you can sell it per pound and make money.
A lot of people don't want to buy the sifted stuff, though.
Oh, man. My pig was big.
Did you keep it or did you sell it?
I sold it.
God, how do you do that?
They cut his head off and made pork out of him.
God,
I needed the money, dude. I was like a sophomore in high school.
What'd you sell it for?
That was like $250.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
Which generally barely covers your feed bill.
Right. I think I made about $67.
It's all right. Not bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was it? That was your telling of my pig?
We moved on to an entirely different new topic. I sound laid back.
My pig.
You really do.
Hey, man, this radio thing, no big deal.
I'm so good at this.
My pig.
What was his name?
Sounds like me at the zoo.
Yeah. Hey, man.
My pig.
Snigman.
My pig.
My pig.
God, that's like 8 octaves, dude.
It's weird.
It is.
I don't know why my voice has gotten higher. It should be lower.
It is. I'm telling you. Like, we have other audio of you from back then where it's definitely higher. That
was a rough day.
Either that or you were sick. You had a cold or something like that, which I would like to think that's the case, but probably it's the former. It's probably the...
It's trouble.
Yeah. It's nothing good.
It's trouble.
Well, there you go. There is...
The origin.
The ticket origins.
My pig.
All right, coming up next.
This guy says the tape sounds like the Jonestown death tape tone-wise. It does.
Children.
Now, everybody.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
You're going to take that Kool-Aid, and you're going to drink it.
My pig.